This afternoon, the waters get a bit deeper as she takes on the boys in the Grade 1 four-star Dave here at Saratoga. A mile on the turf, likely a field of six, and she has some early speed and could be dangerous in this spot this afternoon. Joined now by her trainer, Brad Cox, here on HRRN. Brad, appreciate the time, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing her do her thing this afternoon. She's very, very quick. You catch a short field here, which has to be a somewhat welcome news to you. Tell me about this filly and what we might look forward to seeing later today.
She's coming in the race in good shape. She's had plenty of time since her last effort, which was a huge one against the fillies there at Belmont going a mile. We've had this race on our radar for a while, some other ones obviously as well, but the way the other ones come up and the way this one came up, we decided to take a swing. I mean, it's obviously a big step up, but you know, she's a nice filly, and we think that she's got a shot with just the way the pace scenario sets up and the turf course up here, how it's been playing, and we're excited about her.
You should be the lone front runner in the race. Brutal beat last time. I mean, your filly ran so good, and Antono had to have some kind of miraculous trip to win that race. You had to be devastated after that loss.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know if I was more devastated. I was probably a little more devastated after the race in California last on New Year's Eve. That was probably the toughest beat we had ever taken. She led every single jump at the last one. And to get beat a nose was tough in the American Oaks. But it was a tough loss that day. This filly, is obviously not a stake winner yet, but she's knocked on the door twice in grade ones. And, you know, she's only had eight starts in her career, but she's, super talented. And, she has speed, which speed's always, dangerous. And, I think, you guys really obviously have looked at the race, and I mean, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of speed in there. You know, I don't know what'll happen when the latch is open. I mean, that'll be up to Luis Saez and her and the other horses in the race, but you know, we like our chances today, and she's feeling well. She looks amazing and she's ready.
Yeah, and you have to feel good about the fact, Brad, that she's run twice at Saratoga. She has a win in a second, so she can handle this particular turf course too. That has to be kind of a feather in her cap.
Yes. She won the last race on the last day of the meet here last year, going a mile and an eighth, and nearly broke the track record that day. The turf obviously was firm that day, and she ran her. We thought this filly last summer up here, training her up, to that maiden win. We thought that she had turned the corner and act like she was going to be a really serious filly, and she rewarded us that day with breaking her maiden. And we thought, we're going to have a big year, the rest of the year with her. We did. We were able to win the first level allowance at Belmont, going a mile and a quarter, and then get her some stakes placings, grade one stakes place, so, along with a nice race at Aqueduct. But, we thought, this is going to be our year to win a graded stake and, hopefully a grade one with her. And, it's just her third race off the layoff. We've taken our time bringing her back. We had her in at Keeneland. We didn't quite think she was where we needed to be. We had her in, I believe it was Oaks Day at Churchill. Race was rained off. Then we came back, I guess it was 2 weeks later, in the second level allowance at Churchill. And she made a good showing. And then we came back a little quick in the Just a Game. I think we came back in 21 days or something. But, we wheeled her back a little quick. She ran well. She did get a little late there at the end. I personally think two turns is better for this filly. A two-turn mile in 16th, or even a mile and an eighth is better for her as opposed to the one-turn race at Belmont. So, we're thinking that this could be a better setup for around two turns up here at Saratoga as opposed to the one turn last time she had at Belmont.
Brad, you're quickly closing in on 700 career wins, and you've won several graded stakes races over the course of your career. As a matter of fact, you've won four of them here in 2017. But this would be, if I'm not mistaken, your first grade one victory if she can pull it off. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, this would be the first grade one win. Like I said, Sassy's knocked on the door a couple times, and we had a filly, a Temple Street, several years back that actually turned out to be a really nice broodmare that we had claimed for 15,000 that was narrowly defeated in the Humana Distaff. She looked like she was going to win the last inside the 16th pole at Churchill. I guess that was in 2010. But yeah, we've never never knocked down the grade one. We're hoping it's sooner rather than later. Hopefully today. But you know, we don't worry about things like that. You know, hopefully those things will happen. When it does, you know, we'll be happy. And you know, it would be special. It would be special to do it today, because I mean, we think that this mare is a true grade one horse. She is, and you know, obviously against the boys it's tough, but she's you know, hopefully she's up for the challenge.
Yeah, how cool would it be to have your first grade one be a filly beating the boys in that grade one race here at Saratoga too? That would be a memorable one, Brad.
Yeah, to say the least.
Brad Cox with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brad, all of our guests who appear on the program receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. So before I let you go, I'm going to ask you, why do you embrace the race, my friend?
Well, it's a good program to support, and it's all about the horses, and you know, taking care of the animals and rewarding the horses, giving back to the horses that take care of us day in and day out.
Well said. He's Brad Cox. He's here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brad, appreciate the time. Good luck today. Go get that first grade one.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. Talk to you guys soon. Good luck today.